Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Sarah Simnich, who is a TV 9 and 10 news reporter at the Traverse City Bureau. Good evening, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing pretty well.
Well, you're covering a case that's sure getting a lot of headlines throughout the state, and I'm sure it's going to be nationally as well. The tragic story of the death of a 16-year-old girl from Traverse City named Carly Lewis. For those who haven't heard about this case yet, because I know they will, if you could give us start with some background.
Sure. Basically, what had happened with the Carly Lewis investigation was Carly has been missing since June 2nd, and the family put out a missing persons report a couple days later, and before she was found a few days ago, she had been missing for a couple of weeks. So the investigation continued. They had cadaver dogs up here in northern Michigan searching everywhere. What had happened was Carly had been text messaging a friend and was supposed to meet them at Glenn's supermarket on the evening of June 2nd. Surveillance tapes from Glenn's never show Carly arriving at that destination. The police searched her trail from her friend's apartment on Front Street in Traverse City all the way down to Glenn's Market, and the cadaver dog search, they had interviewed multiple witnesses, multiple friends, family, and nothing was really, there were no reliable tips. The other day, they had the Captain Hefner from Traverse City Sheriff's Department had said that they had a lead on a person that actually was the young man, the friend that she was supposed to meet at Glenn's Market. And they had interviewed him in the past, but after interviewing other friends and family members, they had realized that there were some holes in his story. So they asked him to go to Gaylord and take a polygraph exam. He went there and he failed the exam. After that, police went over some of his answers with him, and eventually, after he couldn't justify his answers, he admitted to killing Carly Lewis in an abandoned building on Baitner and Woodmere Streets in Traverse City, and he, 2 days later, buried her next door in a Public Works Department building, and it was a huge sand pile. He buried her there on June 4th, and ever since then, her body has been there. 2 days ago, there was a excavating. The police were excavating, and they did recover Carly's body.
Well, and to say that this is tragic is a massive understatement. But
right.
You and I had a few minutes to talk this morning to set up chatting with you this evening. People don't expect anything like this in the Traverse City area. I mean, it's known for the quality of life and the safety of the area.
Yeah.
Not that this would be acceptable anywhere. Please don't misunderstand. But what a shock to the community.
It is. It is a shock to the community. And speaking of which, the Traverse City community is so great. Everyone is very accommodating to one another up here. Although it is a growing community, it is getting it is still very tight-knit. Everyone still knows each other. And local businesses have been putting up flyers. They have been asking customers that stopped in, have you seen Carly? Do you know anything about this? And everyone really, in an odd way, it's a tragic situation, but it brought the community together. They were searching, and they were helping the police in every way possible, and the police were searching tirelessly for the past 2 weeks, trying to locate her and cover all of their bases, and even bringing, like I said, the dogs up here. And, you know, they had the National Center for Exploited Persons, but it was a national organization searching for her. And so really, it was a huge effort to find Carly. And, you know, Traverse City has been voted the All-American City, and it is a safe community up here. So it's very tragic, and it's hit everyone very, very hard.
Well, and you talk, and I'm guessing there's a new angle to this story today as well. In some of the information I've been reading from your reports and some others, the background of the gentleman who is now been charged, Robert Jensen Schwander, the Lewis family took him in.
The Lewis family, I did actually. I just had an interview with a very, very close family friend. She actually called herself Carly's second mother. She had said that even up until about a month ago, so the murder happened 2 weeks ago now, up until a month ago, he was living with the Lewis family. The young man that committed the crime was homeless. He was excommunicated from his family, and he wasn't talking to them. And he had asked Carly's brother, do you know, I don't have anywhere to go. Is there any way that I could stay with you and your family? And he said, sure, my mother would be okay with that. So he stayed with them, and apparently maybe an altercation happened with the family, and then he had left about a week before this happened with Carly. So that is a different twist to the story that I'm just finding out a little bit more about now.
Well, I can't imagine what the family is feeling. They opened their home and their hearts to this young man who was apparently in some kind of trouble and brought him in, and now this has occurred and he has confessed to this.
Right. He has confessed, and the family has made it clear. They've had a really open heart about this. They said, we don't hate you. We don't have any anger towards you. We are working on forgiving you. And, you know, it almost sounds like it was an accidental murder. It doesn't sound like that was his intention. It sort of sounds like that there was an altercation between him and Carly, and this happened, and I believe he got scared. And this is how he ended up dealing with it, although he should have come forth right away, of course. And I think that the family is really just working on forgiveness right now, as hard as it may be.
I can't even imagine such a thing, Sarah. The folks, of course, Carly was 16 years old, I understand, and Robert Jensen Schwander was 17 years old?
Yes, he actually, well, Carly attended Traverse City High School, and Jensen was not in high school right now. I believe he had stopped going to school last year. He was a student at Traverse City Central last year. And they, from what I've gathered, they didn't hang out a lot. They were more acquaintances than really good friends. And what was surprising to me is that after, you know, he had moved out of their house, Carly obviously felt that she had had a good enough relationship with him to carry that relationship on after he had moved out. And so that's what happened there. And I think that she was just meeting him, and it was just going to be, you know, a casual meeting as two friends. And unfortunately, it ended very badly.
Yeah, something went very wrong. Mm-hmm. What has Robert been charged with? Was he arraigned today?
Yes, he was arraigned today. We were at the arraignment present. And Robert has been charged with, it was a video arraignment. Let me clarify that, due to safety, you know, for the Lewis family, mm-hmm. and for Robert, it was a video conference arraignment. So he was present via a monitor. He was arraigned with the highest punishable crime in Michigan, which is open murder one. It is not to be confused with first degree murder. It is much more serious than that. It is open murder one, homicide, and open murder one is what he has been charged with. And as of now, he is pleading not guilty until the state can come through with their evidence and they clarify a few more details.
I've done some work with court cases. I guess I've never been at one where the charge was homicide, open murder one.
Yes. Yeah. And actually, as I was saying, I thought, you know, people had been saying that the death was accidental and that it wasn't intended. Open murder is associated with premeditation. Mm-hmm. They're saying that it was a premeditated open murder charge.
Well, you're a good reporter. That was my next question for you, is how they got to that charge. Well, it's a horribly tragic case. I appreciate your time to tell us about it, because I know it's already all over papers and it's going to continue as well. And thank you for your good coverage. I've been watching it online. I will get in touch with you again as the case moves on from here. Thank you, Sarah, for your time this evening.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Sarah Simnich, who is a TV 9 and 10 news reporter out of the Traverse City Bureau. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.